Secretary Ross, it is great to visit with you here at the Agronomics Conference. And this morning you kind of got us started with some remarks about California agriculture. Mm-hmm. We're just over the border. Point out some of those things you're most proud of about what's going on in California agriculture today.
Well, California agriculture has so much going on that makes it so unique and a treasure for the country and for the world. First of all, the diversity and the sheer volume of crops that we have, it's hard for people to get their arms around that. 400 commodities, farm gate value was over $44 billion. That's without any multiplier effect to it. That's just pure farm gate value. We grow at least 20 crops that aren't grown anyplace else in the country and few places in the world. We're blessed with the Mediterranean climate, so we can actually grow just about anything. We've got lots of microclimates, fabulous soils. But what I'm most proud of about California agriculture is the innovation of our people. We have some of the best, most innovative farmers and ranchers ever.
Mm-hmm. One of the things that you said that stuck mm-hmm. out for me is finally, the consumer today is willing, I guess, to look to where their food is coming from
yes.
and learn more about it.
Yes.
You know, I'm amen, I say, to that.
Yes.
But you're seeing it. How is that affecting or impacting the industry, do you think?
Well, I think we're just coming into full realization that there is this, no pun intended, this hunger of consumers to reconnect with where their food comes from. That's evidenced especially in our direct-to-consumer channels like farmers markets, community-supported agriculture subscriptions, farm stands, fast growth in agritourism. And so those direct opportunities, we also are acutely aware of more journalists are covering food and some of the politics of food. I think the local regional food interest is a real opportunity for us because we've been so efficient at what we've done for so many decades. People literally never thought about going to the grocery store and not having food there. Well, now they want to know where it comes from, how it's produced, and who's producing it. That sometimes leads to questions that feel like accusations, but really and truly it's an opportunity to engage in a conversation and learn what they're interested in and think about it from the consumer's eyes. That's a healthy thing on a two-way conversation.
Well, we hear the word choice thrown around all the time, and I don't know any farmers that aren't quite willing to do everything they can to provide
yes.
the consumer with food
right.
choices. Regardless of what type that could be,
right.
you know, conventional,
right.
organic, et cetera. So looking at what the folks here are, the American Society of Farm Managers and Rural Appraisers,
yes.
how important is the type of work they do to the agricultural business in your state?
Well, in our state, it's especially important, and I actually see the need for professional farm managers increasing across the country. We have a number of large farming families in California agriculture. We have a large number of people who are absentee landlords, and they're people like me. You know, some folks want to characterize that as a bad thing, but when you look at the transition of what's happening with farmland going to the next generation, where many of the children were encouraged to leave the farm, get an education, go someplace else. But if they're like me, there's that little bit of in their heart that's like, I wanted to have a piece of that family farm, and so I was really thrilled to be able to buy my dad out, and now my brother farms it. Well, the next generation, we'll probably be looking for a professional farm manager. What's really important is to have farm managers who truly understand and love the land, that it's not just a set of business decisions that are being made. It's about the holistic management of that piece of land, of conservation practices, and in a state like ours, where we have very strong environmental laws, making decisions that are in compliance with environmental laws that will ensure the viability of that land for generations to come. Professional farm managers are critically important. And as we've seen the interest in ag grow and demand for agricultural products grow, the ability to have appraisers with integrity and true understanding of what it takes to create goods from that piece of land is going to be very critical.
I've noticed here, as I did last year, which was my first time at this conference,
yeah.
that we have a a growing mix now of young and seasoned.
Yes, that's so kindly put.
Appraisers. But that I think we're seeing across the country in all areas of the agricultural sector that more and more young people are getting interested, and I assume that's something very important in your state too.
It's important and it's exciting. That it's been too many years where farming was not viewed as a career choice. We've had members of our legislature a few years ago call agriculture a legacy industry. Well, guess what? Agriculture is an exciting place to be. Our FFA students like to tell me that there's literally 300 careers in the food and ag system. When we think about the systems, when I think about the preciseness of the decisions that have to be made, we now have farming families who have an irrigation specialist, a pest management specialist, a data and technology specialist. You know, this is a farming operation, and that's just around the production itself. When you look at the inputs, when you look at the value added chain, it is a tremendously exciting place to be. It's about science, it's about environmental management, it's about producing food, fiber, fuels. And it's about being a part of the most important challenge of the 21st century, and that is growing enough food for 9 billion people. It's a great humanitarian decision to make as well.
Well, let's conclude with just taking a look ahead and kind of the crystal ball a little bit.
Yes.
I'm just going to guess that future, you might say, would be nice if it had a new farm bill in there, too, or something. but how do you feel about the future, and what are some of the things we need to do to get us where we need to go?
Well, the future is, it's unbelievably robust with opportunities. I think our biggest challenges are, one, is just having sound policy to support what we do and to have more better informed consumers to help support sound policy. That's evidenced in a farm bill. It was evidenced a few years ago in improving the nutritional standards for the school lunch program and feeding programs. But it's also local decisions about land use. In a state like ours, our next year and what will matter for the next 50 years is improving our water system, including groundwater management decisions. And it's about trade and continuing to open up trade and to have harmonized standards to allow the movement of goods to where they're needed. And it's about data. Big data is like the topic of the day. But when you look at all of the tools that are available for farmers and ranchers and managers to make even better management decisions at a precisely the right time with using the precise amount of whatever that input is, what huge opportunities, not without challenges, but really young people have so many opportunities to come in and really transform what we do to continue being what literally is tied to the quality of life, and that is food, health, and nutrition.
Well, thank you so much, Secretary. This is Secretary Karen Ross, Secretary of the California Department of Food and Agriculture. We've been visiting here at the ASFMRA Agronomics Conference. I'm Chuck Zimmerman.